It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Milwaukee's mayor seeks to replace all of the city's lead pipes over the next two decades with a boost in federal funding to expedite the timeline, we discuss programs underway in the state health department to prevent lead poisoning in children. Call in with a question or a comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Brian Weaver is lead policy advisor for the State Department of Health Services. Brian, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So Wisconsin on track to receive almost $370 million to replace lead water pipes through the federal bipartisan infrastructure law. What effect could this have on public health in Wisconsin?
Well, it's a critically important investment to support the overall population health of Wisconsinites, and particularly of the very young in Wisconsin. Childhood lead poisoning is a significant issue in Wisconsin. It is a state that has an older housing stock and older infrastructure, and so lead contamination can happen in homes across the state. And Wisconsin has on average, over 3,500 lead poisoned children annually in the state. So it is a serious public health threat.
Are there places in the state where lead pipes are more common?
Yeah, we'll find lead pipes where, again, there's older infrastructure. We have the city of Milwaukee that has many of the older lead service lines still in operation, but we can find those across the state. And it is a high need as far as the lead service line replacement, getting those replaced in all locations, particularly on the, when they do this, making sure those replacements are happening both on the government-owned public side, but also the private side, the homeowner side. So when those lead service lines are replaced, replace both sides of those through of the contamination.
Brian, we're having some difficulty hearing you, so we're going to switch to a better line as we talk about preventing lead exposure. Brian Weaver is lead policy advisor for the State Health Department, and you can join in with your questions, your comments about lead exposure, lead pipes, and prevention steps that you have taken at your home. Call in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org as we explore programs in Wisconsin to reduce the hazards of lead in homes and businesses, and in terms of how to help more children ensure that they do not have high lead levels. Again, 800-642-1234. Brian, can you hear us now? Hi, Brian, can you hear us now? I think we're, Brian, are you there?
I'm connecting.
All right, Brian. I'm sorry, we're having some difficulty hearing Brian Weaver as we discuss lead poisoning in children and looking at policies and programs here in Wisconsin to ensure that,
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Brian Weaver, are you there?
Yes, apologies. I don't know what's happening on my end.
That's okay. Now you're much better, loud and clear.
How
at risk are adults compared to children for damaging lead exposure?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the reason being is that it's kind of a different scenario that we're seeing with adults. So when we see lead poisoning in the adult population, it is most often related to occupational hazard, or could even be a hobby that involves using lead. So stained glass work, but primarily where we're seeing this in the adult population, if they're working in an occupation that involves lead, a battery factory, many years ago, there was lead poisoning cases at a shipyard where they were removing lead-based paint from vessels. And so that's where we'll see the poisoning in the adult population. It really is a childhood disease, something that we're seeing largely impacts the very young children, typically under the age of 2 and younger, where we're seeing most of the lead poisoning cases in the state.
What are the long-term effects of lead poisoning in children?
Yeah, so the health effects and of exposure are really harmful in very young children, where they're still developing, their brains are developing, they're growing rapidly. So we do see children at that age really being impacted the most. So even low levels of lead in the blood have been associated with decreased intelligence, behavioral difficulties, and hearing and speech problems. And it's believed that the neurological and behavioral effects of lead poisoning are irreversible too. So it's really important to prevent this exposure in young children. And if they are exposed and become lead poisoned, to catch it early. So blood lead testing is critically important among the very young children to ensure that they are not being exposed to lead in their environment.
There was a study last year of 26,000 children and found that black children had disproportionately elevated levels of lead in their blood. Why are children of color more at risk for lead poisoning?
Yeah, what we find in Wisconsin, where we have the highest rates in the city of Milwaukee, and it is correct, in Wisconsin, black children who are tested for lead are 4 times greater odds of having lead poisoning than white children. And what we find in Wisconsin is that the scenario that we see most often where children are lead poisoned is that these children are living in rental properties that are pre-1950. So they have a lot of lead-based paint in them. Interior and exterior of the home, these properties are not well maintained. And so there's chipping, peeling, flaking paint that happens inside and outside of the home. And often the families who find themselves in these situations just have fewer options as far as affordable, safe, and decent housing. And so they end up in these homes that have lead hazards, lead paint hazards, and their small children are being exposed to it. So we see this being played over and over again in the cities of Milwaukee and other locations in Wisconsin, where a lot of times the lead exposure is happening in these properties where they are not well maintained, and we have that chipping, peeling, flaking paint that's exposing these small children to that lead.
I would imagine if a home has lead paint, that rules out your ability to do any sanding or scraping or doing like demo work without some remediation. How do you remediate lead paint from your home?
Yeah, so it's really important to get someone who is certified and qualified, that's been trained to safely and effectively remove lead-based paint. We have lead workers across the state who have been certified by the state of Wisconsin to do this work in a safe manner so it doesn't expose the workers, the family members, and anyone in the neighborhood near these homes, properties, to the lead-based paint. So it's really important if someone is wanting to do some renovation to reach out to their local health department to have that property assessed. That is a you do need someone certified to actually assess the lead-based paint in that property. So it's critically important to work with the qualified workers and the local health department to make sure that work is done safely.
With lead being colorless and tasteless, returning to water here, how would I know whether my drinking water contains lead?
Well, that's part of the problem with lead is that it is not something that people are going to know that they're being exposed to. And that's true for lead paint dust, lead contaminated drinking water. So it's critically important to have that tested. So if someone is concerned about having lead in their service lines or in their plumbing fixtures, then they feel like they're potentially being exposed to lead. The only way you can find out is testing that. Your local water utility can help out with testing of water. In addition to that, I always do recommend reaching out to the local health department again, because it's if you're dealing with potentially lead contaminated water, you might be in an older building. It might be important to assess the property as a whole for other lead risk hazards.
Brian Weaver, lead policy advisor for the State Department of Health Services, as we discuss sources of lead poisoning, prevention programs underway. Call in with a question, share a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Milwaukee seeks to replace its thousands of lead pipes in a 20-year time horizon, we examine programs underway at the State Health Department to prevent lead poisoning and eliminate lead hazards in homes. Call in with a question or concern, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Brian Weaver is here, lead policy advisor for the State Department of Health Services. Brian, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson talked about a strategy this week to prioritize streets on which a child has been diagnosed with elevated lead levels. How would you propose cities prioritize what order to replace their lead service lines?
That actually is a good start. We have a program at the state called the Lead Safe Homes Program, and we take a similar approach where that program abates lead paint hazards in homes, properties. We prioritize properties where there's been a lead poisoned child. And the reason why that makes sense is that, one, you want to prevent further exposure of lead to that child who's been poisoned. And knowing that potentially that property could be a property that has multiple children in it, or could be down the road you're looking at kind of generational health, that making sure that any other family that moves into that property, that children not being exposed to lead hazards. So prioritizing where there's been lead poisoned children does make sense. Older properties, pre-1950 homes, that would be another way to look at prioritizing properties to focus in on looking at those properties that have an older infrastructure, mm-hmm. as far as lead laterals, as well as having the kind of original paint on the property and hasn't been lead abated. Those would be properties that could be prioritized in this rollout.
You mentioned our state's lead safe Wisconsin program, that umbrella program. What services are becoming more effective to reduce lead hazards and exposure? What is working as part of Lead Safe Wisconsin?
Well, first and foremost, our local health departments have been on the front line for 30 years addressing the issue of childhood lead poisoning. So what has worked well is that kind of consistent being in the community, educating young parents about the importance of having a clean and safe, healthy environment where children can live, learn, and play in is critically important. So educating families, we have working with the health department, responding to children who have been lead poisoned to make sure they have the proper case management and follow-up services. In addition to that, our department also regulates lead-based paint work in homes and childcare centers, and we train and certify those lead workers who work in those properties to do lead safe renovation or lead abatement work. So our role is to make sure that work is done properly and the people are certified and trained correctly to do that work safely. And then in addition to that, we have our Lead Safe Homes program, which is really the first program of its kind in Wisconsin that's focused specifically on removing lead-based paint hazards in older homes across the state. That was is a Governor Evers initiative that he led, and we're looking to actually in Wisconsin expand that opportunity through some recently signed bills supporting rehabbing older homes in Wisconsin. That was a kind of a bipartisan effort to put additional funding out there to fix up older properties. Now it's more than just lead-based paint, but that is one element of it. So what's critically important is to make sure we get into these properties, address any lead paint hazards, any other lead hazards on that property before children are exposed to those hazards and become poisoned.
Would these be through grants that residents could go after, or how would that work?
Yeah, so the Lead Safe Homes program is targeted at Medicaid-enrolled families. And it's, again, targeted at children who have been lead poisoned, families who have children who have been lead poisoned. So that is part of the enrollment process, but also we do go out and work locally with health departments and other housing agencies to determine where the need is to focus on what properties need to be worked on. The larger housing rehabilitation funding that's coming out during this fiscal year is it's not has not been determined yet. Those dollars are not available quite yet. That program is being built as we speak. So I think the goal is for a large percentage of those dollars to go out as low interest or forgivable loans for qualified applicants. Again, those details still need to be worked out.
We'll be watching that. Yes. Brian Weaver leads lead policy advisor for the state health department. You can call in with your questions, comments, 800-642-1234. Brian, we heard from Linda in Milwaukee and wants to know, what is the cost of testing for lead?
Well, that I actually don't have the exact number on. So it's going to vary depending on who does the testing. And how the testing is done. There are programs out there, particularly for testing water, where you can get some families can get support on testing their water. But you're really going to have to work with your local water utility to determine the cost of that test. And then to test lead paint in a property, we would again recommend you reaching out to your local health department because you need a lead risk assessor to determine to do that testing for you as well. So there is a cost associated with testing for lead, but again, looking into those services, individuals may qualify for assistance to complete that work.
Going back in time here, when you came on our program in March last year, you had said the number of blood lead level testing for children was falling due to the pandemic. Is that drop in blood tests still the case?
Unfortunately, yes, it is. We are still at about 25 percent fewer tests, blood lead tests occurring in young children pre-COVID. Those numbers still have not rebounded to where we want them to be at as far as testing goes. So that is something we've been working on really closely with partners at within the Department of Health Services and at the local level and with healthcare partners to determine ways we can get more children tested for lead, particularly at the ages of 1 and 2, which are the two key time points that we want to make sure that all children in Wisconsin are being tested for lead.
Let's go to Vern in Eau Claire County. Vern, hi.
Oh, good morning. Yeah. Like I said, they put fluoric acid and chlorine in the water, and you got two of the most powerful halogens that dissolve some lead. So, and the lead was in the pipes because the plumbers' unions and the lead mining companies got together and they forced the cities to adopt a zoning regulation where you had to use lead pipes. Then you got all the lead soldered copper in the houses, plus you got zinc in the water lines. But if you drink milk, that tends to be the same.
Vern, we're short on time here, and Vern really points to a compounding problem over the decades to what you're trying to address now, Brian.
Yeah, I guess my response would be that, the rollout and replacement of lead service lines is been critically important. There's been state investment. There's a pretty strong federal investment now in removing those lead service lines across the state. And partners that we work with, actually who lead this work, the Department of Natural Resources, really have been leading the nation in making sure that municipalities, water utilities have both the support they need, the technical assistance, and the funding to effectively remove lead service lines from the water
in
network.
In our last moments together, other than paint and pipes, how else could people be exposed to lead?
Yeah, I mean, that's important to understand. Again, paint and lead contaminated water are the two primary sources. We have seen cases where imported cosmetics, candies, medicines have led to lead poisoning in small children. Mm-hmm. So those typically are discovered through the lead investigation that health departments lead when they have a lead poisoned child. They will go in and talk
Do
with the family.
Investigation. And... Yes.
Yep.
Brian, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Brian Weaver is lead policy advisor for the State Department of Health Services. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.